Now we are learning more quickly than ever before. We know more than we ever have about how and why the brain always wins. We certainly know enough to be able to actively manage our relationship with it. Indeed, we know enough to say that we should prioritize this relationship. We should, therefore, all be thankful to the dedicated academics, applied scientists, and researchers who work so hard to make this possible. We're committed to sharing their work with you and encouraging you to seek out more. As we will explain, the level and quality of our performance in anything, from work to sport, to the management of the relationships in our personal lives, and even how we communicate with ourselves, is ultimately determined by our brain. Of course, it's important to keep other parts of our body healthy and well. However, as we'll show, by doing this, we are actually serving the brain, giving it what it needs to run the show, our show, to the best of its ability. Perhaps you've never thought of yourself as a performer before. Yet each and every day we are asked by others, or ask of ourselves, to be mentally and or physically alert and able to perform for at least some portion of time. You don't need to be an elite athlete, play in a World Cup match, drive on the track at Nuremberg, attempt to return a serve at 125 miles per hour, or appear on stage to be a performer. When you lead a business meeting, take part in a business presentation, or share an important update with a colleague, you are performing. In fact, every time we act out our professional self, we are performing in one way or another. Then, of course, there is also the precious time we spend with the people we love most in the world. Performance is part of being a partner or parent, of being a supporter or a soulmate. Indeed, for most of us, the results and relationships we create in our personal lives are even more important than those we develop at work. To be honest, we nearly called this book Your Brain Always Wins because your brain is uniquely your own. Indeed, your individuality is a result of your brain function. And although there are some universal truths we'll share about the human brain, when it comes to optimizing performance, we know that most training is only truly impactful when individuality is taken into account. That's why we're providing you with a brain management process that provides you with everything you need to create your own customized program based on your individual needs and contexts. The benefits of increased brain health and performance are truly significant, not just for us as individuals, but for the societies in which we live. Through better brain management, we can, for example, change the status of economies by reducing negative health expenditure and improving output, develop the quality of our education by applying the latest cognitive science to the learning and evaluation process of students, improve sporting performance by assisting with training, talent identification, and rest and recovery, and raise the standards of medicine and healthcare even higher through targeted prevention and targeted treatments. Conversely, the costs of getting our brain management wrong are great and take many forms. Sadly, we experience and witness examples of these all too often. Soldiers returning from war, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. People unhappy and underperforming at work because of inappropriate negative stress. Students limited in their learning by nervousness, self-doubt, or fear. Economies losing literally billions of dollars every year due to physical and mental illnesses that limit productivity and demand costly resources. So, you might ask, if the brain always wins, how is it that we can experience such pain and negativity? The answer relates to the brain's dominant role in determining how we perform in every aspect of our life and its primary purpose in ensuring our survival. We use the phrase, the brain always wins, as a reminder that it's our brain that ultimately determines how we feel, think, and behave. It drives our ability to avoid or manage threats to our well-being, solve problems, and adapt. It does this by responding to the stimuli, the feedback we present. Inevitably, if our interpretation of a situation is flawed,